About 90% of toddlers have tantrums. But knowing that doesn't really help a parent in the middle of the grocery store during a meltdown, or when one is home all day with their toddler during a pandemic. Researchers at Yale University, though, may just have the help you've been searching for. Parents with children who have oppositional defiance disorder, or disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, participated in a series of online modules combined with a few telehealth visits to learn the best techniques for helping their children to cope with frustration. The model is significant as it has the potential to provide parents with access to specialized expertise without a referral. While this online support isn't readily available yet, some of the simplest techniques can be applied to all toddlers. First, when a tantrum happens, parents must stay calm and model appropriate stress management. Next is praise. When children are behaving well, let them know it. Good job looking at that book while Daddy was on the phone. And while it seems counterintuitive, praise is also important post-tantrum. Great job calming down. That was stressful. I'm glad you were able to recover. Be patient. Things that you take for granted, getting dressed, brushing your teeth, are all still works in progress for children. These tasks still have the potential to frustrate them. Tantrums are part of a child's learning process. How we react to them, though, is a lesson that can last a lifetime. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.